During the last few weeks, we have talked about some small habits that can help you to improve your English without much effort. We have looked at time blocking, setting mini goals, and how to teach yourself using songs. This week, we have a really simple micro habit to add to the list: reading your horoscope. What are horoscopes? Horoscopes are predictions of a person's future or current state based on readings of planets, stars, and particularly the position of the sun when a person is born. Astrologers often give daily advice to people in the form of horoscopes that might tell them how to approach the day or something to be prepared for. Why make a micro habit of horoscopes? Whether you believe what astrologers have to say or not, it can be a great way to start your day to read your horoscope in English. Exposing yourself to English as much as possible is the best way to naturally improve your language. The simple, descriptive, and positive language of a horoscope is rich in everyday vocabulary, and it might be the perfect 5-minute contact you need with English while you are eating your cereal or sitting on the train. How to make a horoscope micro habit? This will almost certainly involve your phone or computer. There are many websites that offer changing daily horoscopes. You could try saving one of them as your homepage on the internet browser you normally use. Some websites have a single page devoted to each star sign. If you have this in an easy to find place, such as your bookmarks, it may be more likely that you will go there at the same time every day. Another great idea to create the habit of reading an English horoscope every morning is by downloading an app. There are several slightly different horoscope apps, most of which offer a daily horoscope with extras, such as love prediction, tarot readings, or the ability to speak to a real astrologer for a small fee. Some of these apps allow you to place your horoscope on the first page of your phone. What better way to start your horoscope habit than making it the first thing that you see every morning? Lastly, a very easy option is to follow an Instagram or Facebook account and read through their daily memes. Remember, you don't need to believe it. It's just for the sake of vocabulary acquisition and contact with English. Do you read horoscopes? Do you think that they are effective? Do you have any English learning habits? Let us know in the comments section below.